Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Peeper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431. Or you can email them at jrpeeper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Grain markets today bounce. We were 2.5 cents higher on the December corn to 339.75. Beans were 8 to 10 cents higher, so a really good strong day this morning for beans. There were several announcements of bean exports this morning. 381,000 metric tons of beans were sold to China. Another 129,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. So over the last month or so, all but just a handful of days, we've had really big bean export sales. Part of that is a reflection of what the U.S. dollar has done coming down. But beans aren't really considered cheap at their current prices, and the fact that demand is good is a really good sign of an indication that beans are really in demand. Wheat up 5 to 5.5 in the Kansas City, up about 1 to 2 in the Chicago. Kansas City December is 442.75, up 5.5. And then out next July, which that planting decision is just around the corner, it's $4.78. That was up 5.5 cents. So quite a bit higher than the current front month price. The market seems to still be trading the after effects of the USDA report and the huge yields. There is a lot of skepticism on the 175 yield, of course, and it'll be seen here in the near bit whether that's factual.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Cattle markets today were a little bit lower, anywhere from 60 to 85 lower on the feeder cattle. August feeders were down about 62 at 146.50. We're still above critical 50-day moving average here. We're about $4 above that on the August feeders. Live cattle were lower as well, down about 75 in August, 114.75. The cash market yesterday, we had some 118 cash. There's some 118 still bid in the 120 area ask. That should develop over the next few days. But the end of this week brings the monthly cattle on feed report, and it's not a whole lot of wild numbers here estimated. The average guess for on feed was 101.4% of last year, or 10.138 million head. Placements are 100.5% of last year, or 1.555 million head. And then the marketed number of 99.7 or 1.72 million head. And that will be this coming Friday at 2 p.m. just after the market closes. And then box beef today, choice up 17 at 201.54. Select was down 151 at 192.67. And the feeder cattle index is currently 149.03. And then sell barn runs have been pretty big this week as we get to the end of summer and the fall runs start.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.